The first time the name Begin struck a massively resounding chord in my mind was on a sultry August afternoon in 1947, while walking down a street in the heart of Jewish Manchester. There, daubed in blood-red paint on a synagogue wall, was a splash of raw and angry graffiti. Hang the Jew terrorist Begin. Though a mere school lad at the time, albeit close to graduation, I knew enough to know that Menachem Begin was the arch-fiend of the British in Palestine. There was a price on his head, and they wanted him, dead or alive. For almost 3 years he had pitted his ragtag secret army, the Irgun Zvai Lumi, the National Army Organization, commonly called the Etzel or the Irgun, against British might in a ferocious rebellion, the aim of which was to drive them out of the country. It was a deadly underground combat which Begin called a fight for freedom and which the British called terrorism. Ever since the early 1920s, Britain had held a mandate from the League of Nations to govern Palestine, with the aim of initiating a Jewish national home there, as promised in the famous Balfour Declaration of 1917. But to all intents and purposes, Palestine had been turned into a possession of the British Empire, and almost from the start, Arab enmity had swelled and grown in proportion to the influx of Jewish immigrants.